Welcome to the infamous podcast, Bitch, I'm Not Well. I'm Kelly.
And I'm Brandy.
And we're invested on taking you down to Crazy Town, where we talk about crazy bitches who are truly unwell.
Hello, welcome, welcome. I am so ready for today.
You will not be.
I don't go outside anyway, so I'm never going outside after dark.
It has nothing to do with that.
Oh, God.
Okay. I battled whether or not to cover this story because it is vile and sadistic and one of our sickest bitches yet.
Seriously?
Mm-hmm.
But we're talking about the Rougarou.
No, we're not. Not today.
Oh,
God. Not the Rougarou today, but this dude is similar to a Rougarou.
I was not even expecting a real person, so now I'm very enthralled.
He's very much a real person. He's a son of a bitch, and I hope he burns in hell.
Oh, goodness, okay. I have no idea who this is. At least sometimes I at least know the name of who you're doing, but okay, I'm ready.
And Australia, this one's for you guys.
Okay. He's from Australia?
Darwin, Australia.
Oh, thank you, Australia and Canada. Top two besides USA.
Yep. All you other countries better pick up the pace.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so due to a violent nature towards animals, if you are an animal lover as I am, please be warned that this episode was at the brink of unbearable and unfathomable for me to research and now talk about.
Okay, I'm out.
Bye.
Bye.
No, seriously. So if you want to skip this episode, you have my blessing. I'll allow it. Like,
all right, I'm leaving.
I hate this dude. Okay. We are talking about Adam Robert Corden Britton, who was born around 1971 in Wakefield, West Yorkshire. He was educated at Queen Elizabeth Grammar School in Wakefield and studied zoology in the University of Leeds, where he graduated with a Bachelor of Science in 1992. Afterwards, he gained a PhD in zoology from the University of Bristol in 1996. Britton moved to Australia in 1996, where he met his future wife, Erin, who was a wildlife ranger and biologist. Mm-hmm. They were married in 1997. Okay. Together, they set up a consultancy dealing with crocodiles. Britton and his wife worked for the BBC as crocodile experts with David Attenborough, as well as with National Geographic. He was employed at the Charles Darwin University as a research associate.
Have you ever heard of the Darwin Awards?
No.
Okay, it's like people who died in like really dumb accidents or something.
Oh, gosh.
I didn't realize Charles Darwin had a university too. To go from like one extreme to the next.
Well. This man was also featured as an expert in the Discovery Channel Animal Planet program. Animal Face-Off specifically. He was even visited by Prince Harry.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, this guy was no joke. This man kept his deepest, darkest, most despicable secret hidden from his wife, family, friends, coworkers, peers, and everyone who knew him as this wildlife warrior. In April of 2022, 53-year-old Adam Britton was arrested and charged with 56 counts of animal cruelty and an additional 4 counts for possessing and transmitting worst category child pornography.
What?
Mm-hmm.
How do you go from like savior of animals to animal cruelty and child porn?
I don't know.
How do you keep that a secret?
I don't know.
I can't keep any secrets. Everybody would know everything about me.
Maybe. I mean,
I wouldn't watch child porn and I wouldn't hurt animals. So no. I guess I really don't have to worry about my secrets coming out.
Right. So I guess, I don't know. That seems to happen quite frequently, though. You hear about somebody with these horrific behaviors behind closed doors and not even their closest relatives or partners know about it.
Yeah, they're like two completely different people. Like, that's my best friend. He never did this. And then it's like, nope.
Right.
Exact opposite of what he was to be.
Exactly.
That's crazy. Him and Daniel would get along.
Damn, Daniel.
Damn it, Daniel.
So Britton admitted to abusing his dogs and other animals for sexual pleasure, filming the torture and sharing the videos online under an alias. One of these videos was his downfall. Authorities were sent one of the videos he shared online of himself committing the abuse. In one of his secret alias online chats, he wrote, "I was talking with someone else about why I love to hurt dogs. I wasn't sure at first, but now I live for it. I can't stop myself hurting dogs. I was sadistic as a child to animals, but I had repressed it. In the last few years, I let it out again, and now I can't stop. I don't want to stop. I won't stop."
He is a zoologist?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh. You're supposed to protect them and research.
He even generously gave tips to fellow wicked followers. He said, "You have to be smart about where you get them from. Don't go to a shelter. Private sales only."
What?
Britton also engaged in discussions with users on encrypted messaging services about bestiality, animal abuse, the acquisition of dogs, and methods for disposing of their bodies.
Oh my gosh.
Britton began his abuse in 2014 and only stopped when he was arrested. The details and evidence deemed too graphic for publication, with only Chief Justice Michael Grant and a select group of gallery members were allowed to review them.
Mm-mm.
I pray for those who actually had to watch these videos and see those images. They were reported to have been sobbing and gasping at the details of the crimes.
Oh my gosh.
At least 39 dogs, including 9 puppies, died as a result of Britton's torture. On Britton's laptop, 15 files of child abuse material he had sourced online included content involving toddlers being subjected to horrific acts were found.
Oh my God.
This guy.
I've never heard of this guy before.
Yeah. In an earlier interview with Britton, prior to anyone discovering what a sick fuck he actually was, he says, "Anyone who thinks I'm crazy, maybe they're right, but at the end of the day..." And then he cups his hands like in a prayer position over his nose and mouth. And he's kind of like, not laughing, but like, "You people are idiots.
No, you are fucking crazy.
If you only knew what I do behind closed doors." It just takes on a whole new eerie meaning now that we all know he knew he was crazy. Like, he knew.
He knew what he was doing was terrible.
Yes. Detective Sergeant Mark Cronin raided their home, which was in the outskirts of Darwin, on April 22nd, 2022. He stated that it would take a long time to process the crime scene due to the size of the property. Sergeant Cronin stated that Britton was very calm during his arrest and compliant, and he said he would assist with the investigation once he spoke to his lawyer. Mm-hmm. So it turns out that this sick fucker obtained 42 dogs from Gumtree, which is an online classified ads website, pretending to offer love and care for pets needing to be rehomed. So he was like the transitional person, and that he would rehome these dogs. He sexually assaulted the dogs, then beat them with tools, wooden objects, saws, fish hooks, anything else he could think of to cause them pain.
Oh my God.
That's what he was doing to these dogs until they died. Sergeant Mark Cronin says that for him and his team investigating this horrific event, even after seeing horrendous crimes daily, this was the most unique and unfathomable crime scene. Like,
so did him and his wife live together?
They did.
And she didn't know about this? Did she travel a lot for work?
She did travel, but we're going to go over that in just a hop, skip, and a jump.
Okay.
So to think that a person would get so much pleasure from stripping the life away from the most trusting, obedient, loyal creature known to man... A dog, like...
Yeah, that's like my little family.
He lived for it. Like, he just couldn't get enough of just torturing them.
Oh my gosh.
And puppies?
Yeah. Who can be mean to a puppy?
I don't know.
Sadistic fuck, that's yeah. Me. I'll take all of them. Don't tell Chris, but you can bring them all to my house.
Okay.
It'll be a surprise.
Okay. Don't tell Chris.
Don't tell Chris, but bring all the puppies and kittens to me.
Brandy will take every puppy and kitten you have.
Yes, I will. And the cats have a great life.
They certainly do.
Man, there was 3 of them lined up in the field today. I think the mice must have been moving.
Ooh.
Look, I see a little tail swishing.
Uh-huh. You got to watch it. You don't have any mice.
No. No, thank God. No mice, no lizards, no snakes, no nothing. Nothing.
Nothing. No we frogs.
Had, we had dragonflies for a day, and then I saw the cats tackling them midair.
Uh-uh.
That was pretty great.
You're pest-free. I hope they kill mosquitoes.
Oh, man, they're running out of things to kill, so they might start killing
okay.
them.
Okay, well, there's always hope. Britton used aliases Monster and Cerberus as usernames to upload his sickening videos to his deviant fan base.
Wow, he's so, like, original.
Well, Cerberus is known in Greek mythology as the multi-headed hound of hell.
He's also known for having a tiny penis.
Well, let's hope so. Britain slipped up when an anonymous viewer tipped off animal welfare.
Mm-hmm.
This viewer sent a 15-minute video, video via email to animal welfare, with the star being Britain, who was naked in the bush doing indescribable things to dogs. That video was an adult female dog with at least 8 puppies.
Oh my gosh.
The adult female dog was wearing an orange leash, which read, "Great pets start with you." And it had City of Darwin. This was the Darwin City Council's slogan for pets. And it tipped off the investigators on where to start their investigation.
Huh.
But can you imagine a 15-minute video?
Yeah. Whenever I try to think of, like, how long something is, imagine doing a plank and holding it for that long. That gives like a whole new spin to 30 seconds, let alone 15 minutes.
Yeah, it does.
Like, you don't realize how long that is until you're doing something that sucks. And it's like, damn.
Right.
It's a really long time.
I cannot imagine. I can't even sit still for 15 minutes.
Yeah, me either. I can't focus for 15 minutes.
Mm-mm. What'd you say? Anyway, Detective Cronin heads up the Northern Territory and AFP's Joint Anti-Child Exploitation Team and was used to hunting down pedophiles, which made it much easier to hunt down and catch Adam Britton. Now, they didn't know about the child pornography at this point, right?
Okay.
But they didn't even have a team to address things like this, like bestiality and those kind of crimes.
Yeah, because you wouldn't think people would do that.
Exactly. So they had to hand it to the, you know, child exploitation team. So, like I said, this made it easier for Detective Cronin to track down Britton because he had experience with, you know, this type of deviant act. The police uncovered a community of like-minded sadists, including 27-year-old Lucas Van Wart from Ohio, who was known online as Graves. They ended up finding 5 related videos of dogs that died at the hand of Graves filmed in the United States. They contacted Special Agent Jason Guyton, who was also experienced with child exploitation investigations, and he hunted down Graves.
Oh my gosh.
Guyton says that he's still very disturbed by the crimes committed. Graves received 8 years for his crimes, and the hunt continues for other offenders. Erin, who is Britton's wife, was on a work trip at the time of her husband's arrest, and she had no idea, 0 clues, why or what the crimes were until an attorney told her there were crimes of animal cruelty and bestiality. When Erin arrived home, she was confronted with the evidence of her husband's hideous crimes. Police had discovered dog remains in their freezer.
Oh, God.
Which he was more than likely feeding to their crocodiles. This was how he got rid of the evidence.
I hate him.
I hate him as well. She told 60 Minutes that she felt so sick that she couldn't speak or think and thought of her husband as a psychopath. And couldn't comprehend how someone could be so depraved and so evil. She wonders how it's possible that somebody can be so evil and live under the ruse of being a wildlife warrior. She said that over the last few years before Britton was arrested, that they were sleeping in separate rooms, but still maintained a very close bond, partnership, and friendship. But it had been a number of years since they had been romantic.
Huh.
He was spending a lot of time on his computer, and she recalls him withdrawing from her. Erin's own work as a wildlife specialist often took her on long expeditions away from home, so she really had no clues what all was going on. Their property was expansive, with lots of trees and sheds and ponds with crocs of their own. Sergeant Cronin states without hesitation that Erin absolutely had nothing to do with any of it and feels strongly that she had no idea. She truly had 0 clues on what was going on at the property.
Yeah, there's no way that there's 2 sick f***s that close together.
No, no way.
That would have definitely thrown up some flags.
Mm-hmm. Erin filed for divorce shortly after his arrest and says that he continued to write to her, begging her to send him books on dog domestication, breed history, and behavior.
It's almost like normal guys asking for Playboy.
Right? She said he's writing about this as if he can like continue his fantasies in his mind, and it made her really angry.
Man, she should have sent him books on castration and eunuchs.
Yes!
Like, this is what you wanted, right?
Yes, right? I thought that's what you wrote down.
And this is what I'm thinking about when I think of you. She give said your little balls to Daniel.
What?
She's going to give his balls to Daniel. Daniel going to cook them up.
Make a ball, spaghetti. Make a ball, a meatballless stew.
Ugh, but they're tiny.
Ballless bastard. She calls him a psychopath, like I said, and she said he had no remorse or consciousness of right or wrong. Erin feels that Britton stole so much time from her that she was completely duped and that he destroyed her entire life. That's a strong statement. But he did.
Yeah, I believe it.
He did. How do you ever recover from that?
Yeah, it's a dramatic statement, but I think that's like one of the most dramatic statements that's actually true. Like, yes. I legitimately agree with you. He ruined your life.
How could you, when this is your life?
Yeah.
And your husband, it's kind of like you're in the stock market together with your husband and then your husband goes and does
insider trading.
Yeah. And does some insider trading. Then how are you to be looked at again ever?
Yeah, because
her job is wildlife management and zoology and everything. And so
she loved him enough to marry him and have a life with him. Yeah. Even if they weren't sleeping together anymore, he was still her life.
Yes.
And then to find out that he goes against everything you believe in and he's lied about that the entire time you've known him. It's like, who did you marry? You don't know.
No.
Who did you consider your significant other, your partner in life? Like, you've been living a lie.
Girl, that's the truth. It was a lie. Forensic psychiatrist Dr. Rajan Dai reviewed Britton's detailed psychological assessment that Britton was diagnosed with several deviant sexual conditions, including zilia, which is a sexual attraction to animals, and Zeus sadism, where sexual pleasure is derived from cruelty to animals. Britton claims to remember his unusual interest in animals from the age of 6.
They need to not bring Greek mythological people into this. Leave Zeus out of it.
Leave Zeus out of this.
He had nothing to do with this.
In 2023, Britton, the acclaimed scientist, pleaded guilty to 63 offenses, including possession and transmission of child exploitation material. Authorities believe that, unlike the animals, Britton never harmed any children. And I disagree with this, okay? By Britton subscribing, viewing, and transmitting videos and images of children being exploited, he played a huge part in the reason that children are being exploited.
Yeah. Even if you didn't...
That is harm to a child.
If you didn't profit from it, it doesn't matter. You knew it was there. You watched it. Then you sent it to other people to watch.
You participated in the profit.
You didn't send it to the police and say, hey, look at this.
Yeah. So I strongly disagree with that. Many children were harmed. Britton was sentenced to only 10 years and 5 months in prison with a non-parole period of 6 years after being found guilty of bestiality and child pornography.
How did they only sentence him to 10 years?
I don't know. He is also banned for life from having anything to do with dogs.
Well, people didn't even know it was him buying them, so.
Gee willikers.
How are they going to know if he does it again?
He really got the hard end of the stick, didn't he?
Do they still practice hanging, drawing, and quartering in Australia?
I don't know, but maybe his ex-wife will do so. Erin, his ex-wife, considers her ex-husband to be a serial killer. And she's right. I mean, he is. He is like a freaking serial killer.
Yeah.
And she says that no sentence would ever be enough. And she is committed now more than ever to her wildlife work and fighting to toughen the laws against those who hurt animals, and accepts that she doesn't need to understand the incomprehensible. She realizes that it's not her shame to bear.
Yeah.
And has found a newfound sense of energy and a fury that she knows she will do something good with her life fighting for animals who have no voice. And I'm pretty sure that she's going to watch him like a hawk whenever he's out.
Hell yeah. I might sound like a bitch, but I like my animals more than I like most people.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, Well, I mean, the cats definitely judge me, but
don't be silly.
The dogs love you no matter what.
They do.
And the cats, even when they judge you, they're really funny to watch.
They are hilarious. They bring joy to your life.
They do. They make me very happy.
Yeah.
Like Spaz this morning, he wouldn't let me hold his paw.
Oh.
But he did make me happy when he let me pick him up because he was scared that he was stuck on the stairs.
Okay, well.
And I do need to ask the kids how long he's been in the house.
That's true.
Yep.
Like I said, it's 4 days.
Probably. It probably is. Because Stoney has been creeping around a lot more, and that's his brother. Mm-mm. And usually Spaz isn't very far away.
Yeah.
You know what? I bet it was Monday because when me and Drew were walking after school, Meow School started following us. So then Stoney came, and then Spaz came, and that's the last time I remember seeing him.
Oh.
I bet he was upstairs. God damn it, Drew.
I knew it was.
Did you have him hiding up there? It was actually really funny because the next, like, we walked and we turned around and we turned around again to start walking, and Little Bit jumped out of the field and he's like white, completely white in the green. I'm like, how did you come from? Like, oh my God. Every time we did a different lap, another cat came by.
Oh my God. They're like, come check it out. Yo, they're doing another one. Come check it out.
Come see.
Oh, I got nothing else to do.
This is fun.
Might as well go check out the humans walking.
Let's go attack their feet.
But dogs are like, you know the joke that says, you know how to tell if your wife loves you more than your dog?
No.
You lock your dog in the trunk for 24 hours and open the trunk and see what happens. Like the dog is grateful to see you. You lock your wife in a trunk for 24 hours and open up the trunk and see the reaction. The wife is going to beat the shit out of you.
The wife is like, her hands are now knives and she's going to kill you. Well, I mean, we already know, like, you went and put Tucker and Ellie in the living room, and 60 seconds later, you brought him back in here, and Tucker was like, oh my God, I haven't seen you in forever.
It's been a day and a minute.
He almost looked like those wind-up dogs. That's like, did a backflip.
Yes. Yeah.
All right, Tucker.
Tucker went camping for the first time this weekend.
I bet he was pumped.
He's a camping dog.
He got dirty, and you didn't fuss at him.
I didn't.
Because be dirty.
He was peeling out. He was throwing gravel.
Maybe whenever you go look for the Rougarou, he can camp out in my place.
No, he cannot. By the way, P.S.
I'm quitting.
Nope. We will be doing a live video.
Oh, she's going to make me sleep outside.
To search for the Rougarou.
They don't have room service. They don't have air conditioner.
No, we'll be tenting it.
I'm going to get eaten by a Rougarou.
Maybe mosquitoes.
We're going to disappear. We're going to be on the missing 411.
Don't be dramatic.
I'm not. Being dramatic would be like, oh my God, we're going to be missing. We're going to be on 411. We're going to be on missing persons mysteries on YouTube.
The tone doesn't change it. You're just still being dramatic.
Are you sure?
The worst thing that's going to happen is we're going to get eaten by mosquitoes.
Or we're going to get eaten by the Rougarou.
And have a lot of wine.
We're going to get eaten by the Rougarou.
No, chef.
What if we get bit and then we turn into Rougarous?
Let's do it.
That would be the best outcome of me sleeping outside.
Wait.
Yes. Oh my gosh. I don't think they have any around here. So we could bring it down here.
We're going to find out.
We'll go get Rougarou blood and then bring Dave Cat down and we'll have a party.
Oh, Dave Cat.
Dave Cat. And Sheila?
Shadora. Shadora Ball.
I got the S right.
Sheila. Shadorable.
Shadorable.
We'll let you come over with her.
Let's let her come camping with us.
We can throw her to the Rougarou.
She'll be our distraction.
Sacrifice. Run. Oh my God. Okay.
And you don't have to be the fastest. You just have to be faster than Shadora.
If you miss that, you have to go check out the episodes of the Crazy Addictions. I think it was episode 39. I'm not sure.
Oh, my God. I don't know.
I don't remember.
I can just picture throwing her.
To the Rougarou? To the Rougarou.
Probably the same freaking size as us.
Oh, man.
Dave Cat would probably kill us.
He would probably kill himself trying to get his wife back. Dave Cat.
I'm sorry, Dave Cat.
God.
Now he won't be polyamorous anymore because he didn't get a second one.
Oh.
No more sister wives. Damn it.
He has two wives, so he's a bigamist.
Well, I mean, I guess he can't because I think polyamorous is when the guy and the girl both go outside of their relationship.
Yeah, I think that's right. Yeah.
I mean, I guess Shadora could go outside, but he never lets her outside. So it's more bigamous than polyamorous.
Yeah. He's like the sister wives.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, I'm going to email TLC and tell them.
So he might bring them both.
Look into him being on Sister Wives.
We'll throw, yes.
I'll watch it again.
I will. But we'll also throw the upgraded model to the river and not Shadora.
Yeah, we'll keep you, Shadora, and your competition will be out.
She might throw her out. She's going,
like, oh my God, she moves. Can I saw that? Then push her down, run. He might be real hungry.
Yeah, you got to go listen to that episode because we're not going to tell you who Shadora is or Dave Cat.
Nope. Mm-hmm. Enjoy.
And we love you.
We love you.
So we'll see you next week on another Crazy Bitch who is unwell.
Bye.
Bye.
We appreciate you listening to our podcast. If you liked it, please give us a good rating. You can listen on your favorite podcast platform with new releases every Friday. Just search for Bitch, I'm Not Well. Send us suggestions for an episode at b.tchimnotwell@gmail.com because Gmail won't let us use bitch. Or visit our website at www.bitchimnotwell.com. for more podcasts and our fabulous merchandise.
We'll see you next week on another podcast about another crazy bitch who is truly unwell.